Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are very glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
All the way from North Carolina, it's the Journeys.
From a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, I will be speaking to an old friend, Bill Shivers, on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
A couple of new CDs, one by the Barber Family and one by Don Stiles.
And you've been reading?
I've been out on the internet reading the Christian Voice magazine.
We were at the North Alabama Quartet Convention with our cameras. Clear Vision Quartet was there. We have exclusive concert video on today's program.
We don't go to Missouri often, but I think that's where we're going for the archives.
From a few years ago, the Mid-America Gospel Music Association hosted the Lesters. We have exclusive video on today's program.
Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Isaacs have released a new album featuring the hit single The Wilderness and a performance by Lily Isaacs of the Bob Dylan classic The Times They Are Changin'. Daywind Music Publishing has re-signed Diane Wilkinson. It's her 15th anniversary with Daywind, and her songs have been recorded by many of the top Southern Gospel artists. Stowtown Records has released a new recording by The Guardians. It's Still Good News is the group's third recording for Stowtown. It was produced by Wayne Hahn and group member John Darren Rousey. 11th Hour has released a new single, I Know It's Mine, following up their 2019 CD release, A Lot with a Little. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. And you know, we always like the opportunity to see Clear Vision Quartet. They were at the North Alabama Quartet Convention, and I believe we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
High upon a mountain, from where he ascended, the angel of the Lord declared that it would be. He said, don't stand here grieving for the one that you see. I believe that time is nearing when I'll soon see his appearing. This could be the hour. Oh, now this could be the day when the saints from every nation, they will lose their gravitation. Sky, and I believe he's coming back alive.
We always enjoy hearing Clear Vision Quartet, and we really enjoyed the North Alabama Quartet Convention. That's a good event.
Yes, it is. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Libby Perry Stuffel. Libby sings with the Perrys. Her birthday is November 16.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up on Gospel Music Today. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Family and Friends is the new CD by the Barber family, and it was produced by Les Butler. Some of the friends that joined them on the CD are Weston Henson and Jason Davidson. Five of the songs were written by members of the group, and my favorite is No One's Too Broken for Grace. That's Friends and Family by the Barber family.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Pine Ridge Boys will be at Anchor Auctions in Woodruff, South Carolina on December 4. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Journeys from Dobson, North Carolina, are a gospel singing group who travel and share their testimonies about raising a child with autism. Donna sang with her family and other groups most of her life. She and Greg were married in 1991, and 3 years later, God blessed them with a son, Ben. At the early age of 2.5, Ben was diagnosed with autism. They were devastated by the diagnosis and were told by doctors that Ben would not be able to communicate with them and would have a difficult time socializing and communicating with others. As Ben grew, they both noticed that he was fascinated with music and any type of musical instrument. They fostered that interest by getting Ben instruments to play. Donna plays piano and showed Ben chords on the piano and noticed Ben putting chords together and playing along as she sang with him. The Journeys continue to pray and seek God's will for Ben's life. Their journey has been a long and challenging one, but God has blessed them and blessed Ben with amazing skills to not only play piano and keyboard for the group, but also guitar, electric guitar, and banjo. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thejourneysgospel.net. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Bill Shivers. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From a few years ago at the National Quartet Convention, we spoke with an old friend, Bill Shivers of Brian Free and Assurance. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. This is Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention, and it's a great thrill to be talking to an old friend, although I don't mean old in that sense. You know what I mean?
I feel older than I am.
This is Bill Shivers. He sings with Brian Free and Assurance. And, Bill, it's great to have you on Gospel Music Today.
I'm glad to be back with y'all, Ken. It's been a while since I've been here. What was it? Last time was 2 or 3 years ago?
I guess so, yeah. It's been a couple of years. I have to tell you, before we ask you anything, I'll see if I can, first I'll start off seeing if I can embarrass you.
Uh-oh.
But no, I just want to tell you this. When we see Brian Free and Assurance, and we love the quartet, we love the singing.
Thank you.
But I have to tell you, and Gene and I have both talked about this, one of the highlights is watching you every night looking like you were having absolutely the time of your life.
You know, when you sing for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, I mean, that's something to get excited about. And how these people get up on stage and they look like they've lost their best friend, I don't understand it, because when he saved and touched my life, he gave me the joy that's unspeakable. And I'm glad it shows. I'm glad it shines through. I can't thank him and praise him enough for being able to do what I do night after night, doing something that I've loved for all my life. It's just a thrill to do what I do.
That's great. How did you start singing Southern gospel music?
Honestly, it was really by accident. I was introduced to gospel music at a young age, of course, because we watched the gospel singing jubilee every Sunday morning before church, and that was my introduction to gospel music. And little did I know that all these many years later, after watching that I'd be a part of this great music. And I started when I was like 19 years old, actually playing the drums in a local family group where I was from in South Georgia, and I was singing along during one of our practices that we, you know, local groups, a lot of them, we'll practice and practice because we all had live bands. We didn't know what it was like to have tracks, you know, so I was playing the drums, what little bit I knew how, and I started singing along. And so one of the guys in the group heard me and said, "Wow, put him a mic back there." And that's really how it all began. And I started singing, and I'd sing and play the drums, if that was a sight. But that's really the beginning. I sang with them for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and then another part-time group, and then a group, a lot well-known, Heavenbound. We sang with them one night, and Ken, the piano player, told me if I was ever interested in traveling and singing full-time, to give him a call. And so I guess it was not 6 to 8 months later that I felt like that was something that I might would enjoy doing. So I gave him a call and sang with him 3 or 4 years. And then Brian heard us up here, and I heard that he was looking for a lead singer. And so I decided to join up with Brian Free, and it's been a thrill to do what I do with Brian. Brian's like a big brother. You know, he's an awesome guy. He's a little feminine, but you know how tenor singers are. I'm just joking, Brian.
you've got a new guy in the group recently.
Randy Crawford, which is the new old guy.
That's
he traveled with Brian back, what, 96, 97, 98. And then that he was with him when Brian decided, you know, to go solo for a couple of years. That's who was the lead. He was a lead singer at that time. But now he's singing baritone, which he gives me a hard time about that. But he's a great guy, Randy Crawford. He's a name that everybody out here knows. He's been with the Kingsmen. He's been with the Tony Brothers, and he's been around. He's had his own group, so he's a very talented man.
Yeah.
Very talented.
Yeah, knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
I know you've been recording. What's going on with that?
Our latest single is You Must Have Met Him, and it's a Ronnie Henson song, which we try to do at least a couple of Ronnie Henson songs on every one of our CDs because, you know, no one writes like Ronnie Henson. He's like one of the best ever. And so that's the latest thing we got out now, and our latest CD is called Worth It. It's been out, I don't know, what, 8 months now, and we're really getting a lot of positive feedback from it. God's really blessing. He blessed us with some wonderful songs, anointed songs, and it's just been a thrill to sing them. Sure has. Been awesome.
What's the Brian Free and Assurance website?
BrianFreeAndAssurance.com. The word and, BrianFreeAndAssurance.com.
Well, Bill, we look forward to this every single time, and it's been a great pleasure to have you on Gospel Music Today.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here with you and Gene. We love you, and we thank you for what you do and what you mean to gospel music.
We appreciate that. There's more coming up on Gospel Music Today.
In this month's edition of the Christian Voice magazine, the cover story is about Marvin Harrell, and there are other articles about Roberta Blevins, Lance Driscoll, and our friends from North Carolina, Molded Clay. You can find a link to Christian Voice magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. The Wanda Mountain Boys will sing at Mount Zion Christian Church in Hannibal, Missouri on December 6 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
We have a new music video.
Yes, we do. This is the Jordan Family Band. And when they say family band, they are telling the truth. This is Alex, Hunter, Grant, Randa, and Josh Jordan. From their new CD, Little More Love, the song is Hope for the World. The Jordan Family Band is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Says more freedom. Some say take them away. Some say we need them. Some choose to break. While others won't bend. Play tug of war with no prize to win. Where did we lose track of what really works? What can heal the wounds? Put an end to the hurt.
Friends is a new CD by Don Stiles. All 13 songs were written by Don, and the CD opens with He Got What I Deserved, and the current radio release is He Will See Me Through. My favorite on the CD is Can't You Feel His Spirit in This Place? That's Song Sermons by Don Stiles.
Preacher got up and said, stand to your feet. We'll start with a prayer. If you have a need, let it be heard, saints, let it be known. We're all family, and you're not alone. And that's when he saw her in the back of the church. Her silence and sadness cried out the hurt. The kind shepherd knew just what to say. I need to know before we can pray. An unspoken request.
Does anybody have one here tonight? Did you come with a burden you can share, a need in your life?
Just lift up your
hand to the one who can give you rest.
Shall have no fear.
Our God can hear
an unspoken request. The preacher whispered as she raised her hand, sweet Holy Spirit, come by her and stand. And as her tears started flowing, there was no doubt that in the throne room of heaven, her secret was out. An unspoken request.
Did you come with a burden you can share, a need in your life?
Just lift up your
hand to the one who can give you rest.
Shall have no fear.
Our God can hear
an unspoken request. I'll have no fear.
Our God can hear
an unspoken request.
We have a new music video coming up, and it's one of my favorite songs on this new DVD.
That's right. This is Mark 209. The DVD is called A New Standard. They recorded it at the Rochester Opera House in New Hampshire. The song is My Last Day Here, the lead by Jimmy Reno, one of your favorites. And that's up next on Gospel Music Today.
Grandpa loves to tell the story about a man that did no wrong. He said the key. He didn't stay there long. For a couple thousand years or so, he's been building a place where whoever calls upon his name will live with him someday. He always says, if God gives me the chance, I'll spend 100 more years with you.
Holy, holy peace.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Lesters. It is now time for the archives.
You are correct. A great annual event in Missouri, the Mid-America Gospel Music Association. We saw the Lesters there, and that exclusive concert video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
Savior died, down where from cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
So rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. Glory to his name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name.
We always look forward to getting to see the Lesters. They are good, good friends, and we really enjoyed the Mid-America Gospel Music Association. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we are so honored that you spent the last 30 minutes with us, and we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Jean Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Jean has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is the Joyful Hearts.
We were on the road in Marietta, Georgia. We spoke to the members of Avenue. That'll be on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
I have two new CDs, one by a group from Arkansas called Reborn, and the other by the Butler Brothers Quartet.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading the Singing News magazine.
We had the Gospel Music Today cameras in Stanley, North Carolina. We heard the Cragans sing. We will have exclusive concert video on today's program.
And the archives.
From a couple of years ago, the North Alabama Quartet Convention included Masterpiece Quartet. Exclusive video on today's show.
Well, let's get this show started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
The Harper Agency will be booking dates for Michael Booth as a solo artist in 2021. Michael will be singing on weekends when the Booth brothers are off. Michael's new solo recording is Dear Yesterday on Daywind Records. Les Butler's new album, I Like Southern Gospel Style the Best, features songs from top writers and tracks by award-winning musicians. That's My Preacher is the first radio single from the new project. Daywind has signed Karen Peck and New River to a new contract as the group prepares to begin its 30th year in ministry. Their latest album, Lift His Name, is their eighth studio album with Daywind Records. Rob Patz has announced a new event for Pigeon Forge. Creekside Revival will feature 4 days of preaching, prayer, and praise, and it is planned for March 24 to 27 at the Evergreen Smoky Mountain Convention Center. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been out to Stanley, North Carolina to the Glowsville Gospel Concerts, and we heard the Cragans. I believe you have a clip.
Yes, we do.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Yes, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Yes, I'm so glad lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lifted me.
When I was in trouble,
Jesus lifted me.
Jesus lifted me, singing glory, hallelujah.
Jesus lifted me.
Oh,
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, lifted me.
Oh, I'm so glad
glad my Jesus lifted me. Yes, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. You know I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me.
Sing it, glory, hallelujah, Jesus lifted me.
Enjoyed meeting the Cragans. That was the first time we had heard them sing. They did a very good job, and we always enjoy those concerts in Stanley, North Carolina. Carol Cook does a great job twice a month.
Yes, he does. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Matt Fouch. Matt sings with Legacy 5, and his birthday is November 12.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up on Gospel Music Today, but first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
The Journey is a new CD by Reborn from Arkansas. It opens up with From the Top of Calvary's Mountain and also has God's Got This and Don't That Sound Like Heaven. My favorite is I Came Through Another Storm, which was written by our friend Joyce Johnson. That's The Journey by Reborn.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Karen Peck and New River will be at New Haven Church in Gainesville, Georgia on November 20 at 6 p.m. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Joyful Hearts, a Southern Gospel trio, consists of Donnie and Brenda Fox from Cullman, Alabama, and David Bates from Hartsell, Alabama. The group has been traveling and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and testimony for 27 years. For them, there is no greater blessing than to see souls saved and lives changed through what God has chosen them to do for His glory. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thejoyfulheartsministry.com. Next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with the group Avenue. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We were in Marietta, Georgia at one of Robert York's great concerts. We spoke to Avenue, and that's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are on the road in Marietta, Georgia at one of Robert York's great concerts, and with me, the members of Avenue, sitting right across from me is Casey Kemp. Casey, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Hey, thank you so much, Ken. It's always great to be on your program, and we really appreciate the opportunity to be here today.
And I'm going to ask you to introduce the rest of the group.
Sure. Well, standing to this side of me here is a fellow I've known for about 10 years, and I knew Daniel when he was just getting out of Bible college, and Daniel sings tenor with us, and Daniel's originally from Northwest Indiana, but he and his wife and their two little girls now live in Shelby, North Carolina, and his name is Daniel Rivera. And over here on this side is our South Mississippi boy. He comes from Columbia, Mississippi, and I met Kyle last year at the Steve Hurst School of Music. Steve is my pastor, and of course, a lot of your viewers probably know he has a school of music that's gone on for years and years, mm-hmm. and Kyle was one of his students, and I met him there last year, and Steve helped get him together with us when we were needing a singer. So this is Kyle Smith and Daniel Rivera.
Okay, excellent. We love the group, and we will be looking forward to hearing you a little later tonight. I know you're working on a new recording, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
But we want to walk Casey back a little ways, because the first time we met you was at the National Quartet Convention. You were singing with Naomi and the Seagoes.
Oh, yeah.
How did you get connected with Miss Naomi?
You know, my mom and dad raised us in a Christian home. I was saved at an early age, 7 years old. And they raised us on good gospel music. And so we sang hymns at our church and the popular gospel songs of the day. And mom and dad got me in music lessons when I was young, some piano lessons, vocal lessons, trumpet lessons. And I have just always had a love for gospel music. And of course, as I got older and began to grow in the Lord, you know, you understand a little more what the message in the song means. And so I've always loved it. And groups would come to our church, and one of the first groups I heard was the Hopper Brothers and Connie, back when it was the Hopper Brothers and Connie, you know. And I remember that bus rolling in. It was an old Silver Eagle with smoke going everywhere, and the license plate said Claude Hop 1 on it, you know. And so I loved it growing up all my life. And so mom and dad and I sang together when I was a kid. And when I was in my early 20s, Naomi and the Seagoes, they were coming to my town. And one of the cool things about that for me is just a couple years before that, when I graduated high school, we had to do a major book report in one of my classes for kind of a final grade, you know. And I found a book in our library called The History of Gospel Music. And one of the chapters was on the Seago brothers and Naomi. And so that's what I did my paper on. And I got an A+, probably the only thing I ever got an A+ on, but that I did on that. And so I've always loved their music, knew their songs growing up. So when they were coming to my town a couple years later, a group at home that I was singing with, we got to open for them. And that's how I met them, not knowing that a few months down the road, they would call me and say, hey, we need somebody to fill in. And when I filled in one night, I found out they were looking for a singer. And Miss Naomi asked me, she said, well, do you want the job? And I said, yes, ma'am. I'd already prayed about it. I didn't need to ask the Lord anymore. So that started my journey in gospel music, and some wonderful days that I'll never, ever forget. And it's I've been blessed to meet people literally all over the world, and kind folks just like you guys that do what you do. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a great journey, and I will forever be thankful to Miss Naomi for helping me get my start.
Yeah, a true legend.
Incredible. You know, and people ask me all the time, what was it like traveling with her? Especially when I started, she was 72 years old, and they said, was that difficult? It was fun, because she was a lot of fun to be around. I mean, anybody, you all know, anytime you were around her, mm-hmm. She was the life of the party, you know. But I will say, there were nights, my shift was driving the bus late at night usually, and I'd pull over when everybody else was already in bed. But sometimes I would hear her in that back room, and the door would be shut, and I would hear her. I knew she was on her knees, and she was just calling out to God, and I could hear her back there crying out to the Lord. And what an example for somebody like me. Mm-hmm. And I will forever be grateful for that.
Yeah, the real thing.
Yes, That's absolutely great.
Daniel, you've been on the road and off the road for a while, but how did you get connected with Avenue?
So, like Casey said, Casey and I have known each other. We met 10 years ago and through gospel music, and we have just kind of kept the relationship together. And I've sung with a couple groups over the past 10 years. But Casey reached out to me a couple months ago, and I just came off a position as a music minister at a church. And Casey reached out to me, and he said, you know, would you be interested in singing again? And I was like, man, I haven't done this for 4 years, you know. And when you take that much time off the road, you know, that's a long time. And so, you know, I thought about it, and there was a point where I actually said no. And then we talked again, and God just kind of orchestrated it together. And Casey's just been a really very influential in my life and just a blessing to me. And I'm so glad God brought us together and just really excited for this new ministry of Avenue, although a ministry that's been around now for a couple of years, but new ministry for us together. Yeah. And it's just a blessing.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Kyle, tell us what it's like, what goes on at the Steve Hurst School of Music.
Oh, my goodness, brother. It's one of the most rewarding weeks so far in my life. I didn't know what to expect. I went there not knowing anyone, not even hearing about... Honestly, I didn't know who Steve Hurst was. Lauren Talley actually told me about this school 2 years prior when they'd done a concert at my church, at Improved Baptist Church in Columbia, Mississippi. She told me about the school, and I ignored her the first time. I really did. I just overlooked it. And she came back second year at my church the next year, and she told me, she mentioned it again. She said, you need to go to the Steve Hurst School of Music. And I said, okay. So my church actually funded me to go, and I appreciate them, and I love them. And I get there, and it's just this, there's this sweet spirit at Welch College. And, you know, we have the concerts every night. We have the lessons during the day. And just being around all those Christians, really. All those Christians. And just in that atmosphere, it's so encouraging. It's so uplifting. And they teach you. They teach you vocally, spiritually. They lead you. Changed my life. I wouldn't be here without it.
Casey, I know you guys have been recording. You're working on a project. You have a new single that's out already. Tell me about it.
Yes. These guys, tonight, at the time of this taping, this is our third time as a group to sing together. But we've been working in the studio for a little while, for a few months now. And the first song that we recorded that is our current single is actually an old Sandy Patty song. Mm-hmm. And it's called They Could Not. And I was not familiar with the song. As much gospel music as I've been raised on, I was not familiar with the song. But the record company came and they said, hey, let's see if we can make this a trio version. And of course, Sandy Patty's, it's amazing. It's beautiful. But the song itself is actually the physical journey of Christ's life after his birth. It starts talking about when he was a carpenter and learning to be a carpenter, and that people didn't understand the power that was really in his hands. And then and the next verse goes on to talk about him as a teacher, and that some of them didn't really understand. And then finally, his journey to the cross, and that when he was placed in the tomb, that they couldn't understand that he would live again. And the chorus of it says, they could not. They could not comprehend and understand that he is a living, risen Savior. And of course, now we as believers, we do know that and we understand that. So the way the song puts all of that together is just one of the most beautiful, unique songs that I've ever had the privilege of being a part of. And Kyle over here does the lead on it, and his first time in the recording studio ever. Wow. And walked in and nailed it. And we were talking about the Steve Hurst School of Music, and I'll probably tell the people this tonight, but have you ever been on the phone with somebody that you've never seen in person, and you kind of in your head get a picture of what you think they look like? You know, I walked into the gymnasium at the Steve Hurst School of Music, and I heard this big old voice, you know, and I turned the corner and I saw this little bitty guy standing over there singing. And and so when he went in the studio and sang this song, he just knocked it out of the park. And both of these guys have done such a great job, and I'm thankful that we got to do this song first. And we've got a couple more songs done on it, and so hopefully within the next month and a half or so, we'll have the record done.
Excellent. We'll be looking forward to it. Casey and Daniel and Kyle, they are Avenue, and we want to thank you for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Well, thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
There's an article in this month's Singing News magazine called Conversations with Bailey Kennedy and Connor Hayes of the Mylan Hayes family. These three young people have literally grown up on the stage. In the article, they talk about Disney, who is the hardest to wake up for a Sunday morning concert, and what each would do on a rare day off. You can find a link to Singing News magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts presents Citizens of Glory on November 28 at 5 p.m. in Stanley, North Carolina. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
The Butler Brothers Quartet, comprised of David Conley, Doyle Harper, Lawrence Butler, and Marion Butler, have a new CD called Memories and Messages. The CD includes a scripture with each song. All the songs are great favorites, such as Just a Closer Walk, Oh What a Savior, The Old Rugged Cross, and many more. That's Memories and Messages by the Butler Brothers Quartet.
Come on, put your hands together. Thank you.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Masterpiece Quartet. Let's take a trip to Alabama for the archives.
Good idea. This is the North Alabama Quartet Convention, a fairly new but very excellent concert series. We heard Masterpiece Quartet sing, and that exclusive video is up next on Gospel Music Today.
About it for Masterpiece Quartet. Make them welcome tonight.
Left the old paths, I've traveled so long, I'm happy, redeemed, and free. Jesus the Lord, I sing a sweet song, His love lights the way for me, His love lights the way.
We do enjoy that annual North Alabama Quartet Convention. Masterpiece Quartet did a great job that night. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And you know, on the show each week, we may tell you about a group that you've never heard of before. So we'd like for you just to go out and look at their website, find out if they're singing near you.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.